ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। शुक उवाच इति उक्त साधति राजन् स्वभार्थ कश्यपेन वै अन्वतिषद् व्रतम् इदम् द्वादशाहम् अतन्द्रित। श्रीशुक उवाच इति उक्ता साधिति राजन् स्वभार्त्र कश्यपेन वै अन्वतिषद् व्रतम् इदम् द्वादशाहम् अतन्द्रित। एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, ओ किंग, आफ्टर अदिति वॉज दस एडवाइज्ड बाय हर हस्बैंड कश्यप मुनि, शी स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलोड हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस विदाउट लेजीनेस and in this way perform the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Purport. For advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. Aditi did this. She strictly followed the instructions of her husband and guru. As confirmed in the Vedic injunctions, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tatha gurau, one should have complete faith in the guru who helps the disciple make progress in spiritual life. As soon as the disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instructions of the spiritual master, he is a failure. Yasya aprasadan nagati kutopi. Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and spiritual master, and thus she was successful. Translation once again. Sri Shukdev Goswami said, O King, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband Kashyap Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness and in this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. So before I begin to speak, first of all I would like to seek the blessings of all assembled devotees. This verse itself, even though it may sound very simple, it is the most difficult verse to speak on, especially for a person like me, because without realizations one cannot speak on this verse, and without a person following the instructions of his authorities he has no adhikar to speak. But still I will make an attempt so that someday I can make or try to follow the instructions given by the authorities. So this chapter begins with Aditi's acceptance of the instructions which her husband Kashyap Muni has given to her in order to fulfill her desires, that is to get a son who can get the kingdom from Bali Maharaj back to her sons. So in this verse and the purport itself, Prabhupada speaks that the basic principle, Prabhupada begins the purport by stating that for advancement in anything, and anything means everything of this world, so Prabhupada includes both the things, materially as well as spiritually. Prabhupada says, for advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. So we see in this material world also, outside, that if one wants to be successful, unless and until a person surrenders to the instruction of the teacher and to the teacher himself, he cannot actually benefit from it. He cannot be successful. A student cannot independently act on his own, which are not in line with the instructions given by the teacher. And if he does so, if he tries to act independently or something which he feels is good, then Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that he will be a failure. So therefore, success in spiritual life, material life as well, but more so as devotees, we are not at all concerned with material life. But more so as devotees, we are concerned as the only goal of our life is to be successful in our spiritual endeavors, in our attempts. And the key to that success, the secret of success, is to follow the instructions of one's spiritual master. And we'll see as this chapter proceeds, the very acceptance, the first stage of success is accepting the process or accepting the words. It is not that when you accept the words of the guru, you may be successful or not. That does not matter. Success begins from the time you are ready to follow the instructions, irrespective of whether you fail or you succeed in your endeavors. So the endeavor is the success. And therefore, Aditi has begun her endeavors. Aditi has accepted what Kashyap Muni has to tell her, all the rules and regulations of the Payavrata, and now she is going to begin her Vrata. So this is the important subject matter for discussion today. So one may have the question that why should one follow, or what are the benefits? First of all, why should one follow the spiritual master? The instructions. Why to make the instructions of one spiritual master as life and soul? So therefore, to understand that, we have to first know who the spiritual master is and then the benefits that are derived from following the instructions of the spiritual master. And this verse itself, this principle of following the instructions of spiritual master, we don't find only in this chapter. This is the entire theme of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right from Canto 1 till Canto 12, whatever, wherever you see, in every canto, you'll find some one or the other pastime where one person is submitting himself to the instructions of a spiritual master, and the result is success in spiritual life. That is the basic theme. And the result of such following the instructions of spiritual master is Srimad Bhagavatam. If this principle had not to be there, then Srimad Bhagavatam would have not existed. And we are in the ISKCON movement. The ISKCON movement has manifested based on this principle, following the instructions of the spiritual master. So who is the spiritual master? Sakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastra. He is as good as the Supreme Lord himself, the representative of the Supreme Lord. And this principle of who the spiritual master is and what are the results which one benefits by following the instruction of the spiritual master is very beautifully depicted or spoken himself by the Supreme Lord himself, Krishna, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when there is a conversation going on between Krishna himself and Sudama. When Sudama comes to meet Krishna in Dwarka, after the initial phase of loving exchanges, Krishna goes on to remind Sudama of their days in Gurukul when they were staying in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. So as the two friends, they came together and they are discussing. But in that discussion comes out the essential principle of following the instructions of Guru. So the first principle that comes as why one should follow the spiritual master, his instructions. So the first point is because he is as good as himself, as Krishna himself. Krishna is saying to Sudama, and in this chapter of the 10th canto and chapter 80 entitled Sudama Visits Krishna, Krishna is telling Sudama, Savai Satkarmanam Sakshat Dvijate Riha Sambhava Adyanga Yastra Ashrinam Yataham Jnanado Guru. My dear friend, he who gives a person his physical birth, he is his first spiritual master, and he who initiates him as a twice-born Brahmana and engages him in religious duties is indeed more directly his spiritual master. But the person who bestows transcendental knowledge upon the members of all the spiritual orders of the society is one's ultimate spiritual master. And then Krishna says, indeed, he is as good as my own self. So the first point, why one should follow? Because when the spiritual master, when a bona fide spiritual master is giving an instructions, It is not that a person is speaking. It is not some ordinary person who is speaking. It is Krishna himself who is speaking to that person who is his representative, the spiritual master. And therefore, to follow his words, to follow his instructions, is to follow Krishna's words. One cannot say that, yes, I will follow Krishna's words, but I will not follow the instructions or the words of the spiritual master. It's not possible. It does not match with each other. It does not go in line with each other. If one says that I follow Krishna, then he has to follow the spiritual master. As Prabhupada says, love me, love my dog. So one cannot just say, I love Krishna, but I don't love his representatives. That is bogus. You have to love, you have to follow the instructions of the Guru, and in that way, you can show your love to Krishna. And because Krishna is not there before us, he is present before us only in the deity form. Krishna is not there giving instructions to us. So therefore, spiritual master is a person. He is that representative of the Lord who is receiving the instructions from the Lord, and he is directly imparting us according to our likings, according to our conditionings. Whatever is best for us, he is giving us instructions. And therefore, because he is as good as a spiritual master, we have to follow the instructions. Then he says, The following verse says, Nanvartako vidho brahman varanashramavatam iha yame maya guruno vacha taranti agyo bhavaranavam. Certainly, O Brahmana, of all the followers of the varanashram system, those who take advantage of the words I speak in my form as the spiritual master. Krishna himself is speaking that I speak in the form as a spiritual master, and a person who accepts those instructions, the result is he can easily cross over the ocean of material existence. So we'll come to this point also. So the first principle to follow is, or the first result or first motivation to follow the instruction of the spiritual master is because the words are coming directly from Krishna himself. Then, this is the best way, the second point, following the instructions of the spiritual master is the best way to please Krishna. There can be no other way to please Krishna himself. And third point that comes, and Krishna also speaks about this in the same chapter, he says, Naham ija pratijati bhyam taposo taposo pashame nava tushayam sarva bhutatma guru shushra shayayatha. I, the super soul of all beings, am not as satisfied by ritual worship, Brahminical initiation, penances, or self-discipline, as I am by the faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master. These are words of Krishna, not somebody else saying. Krishna is not concerned with what somebody else is doing or what other principles one is following. Krishna's concern is if some or the other, if one can follow or the instruction, that is, serve the spiritual master through his instructions, then he becomes the dear person to Krishna himself. No one, Krishna says, I am not satisfied as I am satisfied by the faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master. That is the second point, that to please Krishna. And the third point that comes is why one should follow, to become free from ignorance. This is the only method, the only way by which one can endeavor to become or relieved of this influence of ignorance of this material world. And Krishna speaks of this in the same chapter again. Kachit guru kulevasam brahmam smarasinau yatha dvija vigyaya vigyayam tamasa param ashnute. My dear Brahmana, this is Krishna telling to Sudama, my dear Brahmana, you remember how we live together in our spiritual master's school? When a twice-born student has learned from his guru all that is to be learned, he can enjoy spiritual life which lies beyond all ignorance. He can enjoy spiritual life which lies beyond all ignorance. Tamasa param ashnute. Param means transcending, crossing over. And that is why we see to in the history that how Srila Prabhupada, all those disciples who were qualified and some were not qualified itself, but because they just dedicated their life to Srila Prabhupada, and therefore many times, in many instances in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit, we find where Prabhupada himself is telling, being pleased by the service rendered by his devotees, his disciples, Prabhupada many times told his disciples that I will personally come and take you back to Godhead. That is the responsibility which a spiritual master takes. If one can just, some or the other, endeavor, attempt to follow the instructions of a spiritual master. And the fourth point that comes, why one should follow the instructions of a spiritual master as a duty to the spiritual master. Following the instruction of the spiritual master is one of the way to repay the debts which he owes to his spiritual master. Because every living entity is given, as Krishna speaks in the previous verse, every living entity is being given birth by his parents, by mother and father. That is the first birth. Right? But that birth itself does not guarantee that person, that living entity, to become free from the cycle of birth and death. Only when a soul surrenders unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master and dedicates his life to his mission, that is the time when the spiritual master takes the responsibility. It is his responsibility to see you, that see to it that you go back to Godhead. That is the time of initiation when he takes all the karma of millions of lifetimes of the disciple on himself, so that the disciple gets a new birth. So when a guru can go to such an extent where there is no relationship, even the parents themselves may not take any relationship or any responsibility. To a certain degree, parents may take responsibility as long as you are alive, as long as they are alive. But spiritual master does not only take the responsibility of this lifetime, he takes the responsibility till the time you go back to Godhead. How many lifetimes you may take, how many births you may take, but it is his duty, it is his promise that I will come and take you back to Godhead. That is the charge, that is the responsibility which the spiritual master takes. And if the spiritual master can go to such an extent, at the risk of his own self, he himself, if he does not accept any disciples, he himself by his own bhajan can go back to Godhead, by his own devotional service. But he goes out of his way to see to it that not only me, let all the conditioned living entities of this world who are suffering, let them go back to Godhead, and let my life be dedicated for that purpose. In spite of all the risks which a disciple may do, some wrong things, but he takes the responsibility, whatever they may do, but let me take them back to Godhead. So if he taking so much responsibility, we speak of owing debts to the parents, because they have given us birth, they are giving us education, qualification, everything, whatever they are doing. And we are so much obliged to fulfill their desires. Many times, if you tell someone, come on, dedicate your life to Krishna, says, no, I am obliged to my parents, their parents have done so much for us, I have to do so much for them. Yes, that is good. It is good to fulfill the desires of the parents who have done so much for us. And if we are so much concerned of our parents, how much should we be more concerned about our actual father, the spiritual master, who has taken the responsibility of our lifetimes. And therefore, following the instruction of the spiritual master is the only way to repay that debt. It is not the only way, it is an attempt. It is a small, insignificant attempt to repay that debt which we owe to our spiritual master. And this is beautifully being described by Sandipani Muni. Because when Krishna and Sudama, when they went to the jungle to get some wood for the sacrifice, and because as all of us know, due to heavy rains, they were not successful in coming back, returning back to the ashram because of the heavy rains and storm. So next day when morning, when the rain subsides, Sandipani Muni goes in search of Sudama and Krishna. And seeing his dear disciples carrying the logs of wood, not disposing of the logs of wood which they were supposed to get it for the sacrifice, the spiritual master, Sandipani Muni, is pleased. And he tells them, etat evahi sakshishyai kartavyai guru nishkritam yadvai vishuddha bhavena swartha atma arpanam guru. This indeed is the duty of all true disciples to repay the debt to their spiritual master by offering him with pure hearts their wealth and even their very lives. This is the duty of the disciple. And this is the way by trying to repay the debts which one owes to one spiritual master. Then the next point that comes, the next benefit or the next reason for which one should follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Because if one follows the instructions of the spiritual master, the fruit of that attempt is that one is able to understand the purport of all the shastras. He can come to the conclusion of all the Vedic literatures. And that is what Prabhupada speaks in this purport. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yata deve tata guru. One who has implicit faith in the instruction of the spiritual master, the conclusion of all the Vedic knowledge is revealed to him. So one may not even endeavor also to read. One may not even be a very big scholar. But if you can just somehow or the other serve, automatically the conclusions are revealed in the heart himself by the power of the spiritual master. And the benefit of that by serving the spiritual master is that one becomes free from the disease of this material world. There are two diseases of this material world. One is fearfulness and lamentation. One becomes free from these two, as Krishna also speaks in Bhagavad Gita. And the same thing Sandipani Muni tells to Krishna and Sandip Sudama also. Tustoham bhavadvije sreshta satyashantu manorataha chandamsi ayata yamni yamani bhavantu iha paratracha. You boys are first class brahmanas and I am satisfied with you. May all your desires be fulfilled and may the Vedic mantras you have learned never lose their meaning for you in this world or in the next. So it is one thing to read the shastras, but it is other thing to understand those shastras. Reading anybody can do. Just like one person came to Srila Prabhupada and said in Vrindavan that he has memorized all the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, how much can he live based on the principles of Bhagavad Gita? For how many minutes or how many seconds he can live? So to quote verses, to learn verses and to big lecture is not a big thing. How much we have actually understood those verses, those shastras, and how much we are implying in our day-to-day life, that is based on the mercy of the spiritual master, which is in turn based on serving him and his pleasure. The result of his service, his pleasure. That is there. And therefore, we see in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also that how Devahuti, she was the daughter of a very rich man, practically the ruler of the entire planet Earth. But because she got married to Kardam Muni, who was an ascetic, he was staying in jungle, and he was busy in his tapasya. But she did not complain. She did not go to her father's house saying that you do tapasya and I will stay with my parents. And whenever you finish your tapasya, just call me. I will come back to stay with you. No, she was there right with her husband, assisting him in his tapasya, in his service. And the result was, when Kardam Muni became successful, he got all the benedictions from the Supreme Lord. He came and bestowed those same benedictions to his wife Devahuti. Yame swadharma niratasya tapo samadhi vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasado drishtam evate mad anusevanyaro udham drishtim prapasya vitarami abhayam ashokam. So Kardam Muni is saying, Kardam Muni is saying, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own spiritual life, of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced These achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice things are. So Devahuti was not at all qualified. Devahuti did not perform any tapasya. She did not want any austerities, nor any devotional service. But her only qualification was she stayed with her husband, followed his instructions, and served him. And the result was, whatever the spiritual master has, he completely empties it over the disciple. Krishna se tomar, Krishna deti paro, tomaro shakati achi. Amito kangal, Krishna Krishna kari, dhai tava pachi pachi. So running after means not just running after Krishna. Running after means running to follow his instructions. And then the spiritual master, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, service, upadekshitate jnanam, jnaninas, tattvadarshinam. The spiritual master can empower, he can give all whatever he has to his loving disciples. And that is what Srila Prabhupada did with all his disciples. If you see the background of all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who were they, what they were doing? But just by making the instructions of Guru as their life and soul. Now what they are today, all of us know it. This is the result. It is not just Shastra speaking. It is the practicality which we see in our day-to-day lives. Life before our eyes going on. And this is the benefit. One can understand the conclusion of all the Vedas and the result is one can become free from the disease of this material existence as Kardam Muni is saying. Abhayam Ashokam. You become fearless and you become free from all lamentation. In the purport to it, Prabhupada says in that verse, when one is situated in the transcendental position, one is freed from two kinds of material diseases, hankering and lamentation. Love of Krishna is the highest perfection of Bhagavat Prasad or divine mercy. For a spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him with heart and soul. That is the secret of success. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. So in one shot, just by following the instructions of Guru, you are getting the mercy of Guru himself and at the same time mercy of Supreme Lord himself. So what can be the best way other than to follow or achieve this perfection of life? Bhagavat Prasad. Krishna Prema. And this is also, this principle, this secret of success which Prabhupada speaks is also very beautifully depicted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Madhya Leela, where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing his South India Yatra. Because Prabhupada speaks of the same point in this purport also. Therefore, we are just making an humble attempt to read for one's own purification. So when Mahaprabhu was having his South India tour, when he reached Srirangam, there in that courtyard of Srirangannath, he saw that Brahmana. All of us know that story. He saw that illiterate Brahmana who was just reading Bhagavad Gita every day. Every day, all the 18 chapters, all the 700 shlokas. And even though, because he was illiterate, even though he was not able to read it perfectly, even though all other learned brahmanas were ridiculing him, making fun of him, but he did not consider their whatever they were doing. He was just focused on reading Bhagavad Gita. And when Mahaprabhu saw him, Mahaprabhu, when he went to the Srirangam to have darshan of Ranganath, he saw this brahmana. And Mahaprabhu must have also heard that how he is pronouncing. Mahaprabhu understood that yes, he is not pronouncing properly. But then, it was not just his imperfect pronunciation that attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his imperfect pronunciation plus, which people don't think of. People feel that only if I am perfect, if only if I am very learned, if only if I am able to chant the mantras and this and that perfectly, then I am very advanced. Like when Sannyasi was telling, People today have the misconception. They think if somebody is able to speak very eloquently, somebody is able to do something very great, achieve something very great, able to have big, big projects, become successful in that, give big, big classes and this and that, people think he's very advanced. He's a pure devotee. But that is not the criteria to judge a person as a pure devotee based on all these things which they are doing. This may be also his material abilities, which is there's dovetailing, and the same thing is manifesting in the form of some spiritual activities, success in spiritual life. That has no connection with one's spiritual advancement or with one's purity. This is not me telling, that Sannyasi was telling me in his discussion. And that is what attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That when that Brahmana was reading, he was not just reading those verses. He was seeing the symptoms of ecstasy manifesting in the body of that Brahmana. Keho hase keho ninde tahana hi mane avishta hoya gita pade anandita mane. Due to his incorrect pronunciation, people sometimes criticized him and laughed at him, but he did not care. He was full of ecstasy due to reading the Bhagavad Gita and was personally very happy. Personally very happy. It's very difficult. People, they may read Shastras, but because they feel, oh, I am not perfect, I am not able to quote shlokas, I am not able to memorize shlokas, they undergo depression. Other person is doing so nicely and see what I am. He is successful and I am a failure. And depression, inferiority complex. But this Brahmana did not have that complex. He was free from all of that. He was completely blissful. And how his bliss was manifesting? Pulakashru kampashveda yavata pathan deka anandita haila mahaprabhura man. And seeing the symptoms of ecstasy, the hair standing on end, the tears flowing from his eyes, and Mahaprabhu became so happy. Dekhi anandita haila mahaprabhura man. And seeing that, seeing this mismatch from external material point of view, this is a mismatch. Spiritually it is a perfect matching, but from material point of view, this is a mismatch. So Mahaprabhu inquired from him, Mahaprabhu puchila tare shuno mahashay kona artha jani tomar etha sukha hoy. What are you understanding from this? What is making you experience so much bliss, so much happiness? And in reply to this question put by Mahaprabhu, the Brahmana answers, Viprakahe murka ami shabdath na jani shuddha ashuddha gita padi guru agya mani. So here he comes to the essential point. He says, yes, I am a murkha, I am an ignorant fool. Shabdath na jani, I don't understand the meaning of any of these verses. The only purpose I am reading, shuddha ashuddha, sometimes perfectly, sometimes correctly, or sometimes incorrectly. But the only purpose, the only motivation for me to read Bhagavad Gita, these verses every day, even at the cost of people laughing at me, ridiculing at me, making fun of me, the only motivation for me to read is shuddha ashuddha Gita padi guru agya mani. Just because my guru has ordered me, he has given me the instruction that every day you should read Bhagavad Gita. So my concern, my goal of life is to follow the instructions of my guru, irrespective of all other external situations. Whether I am successful or a failure in my endeavors. But because my guru has ordered me, let me do it. And the result of that was, Pulakashra Shveda Kampu Yavata Pathan. He was experiencing that bliss of ecstasy. And then Prabhupada makes a very beautiful purport to it. This is a good example, Prabhupada says. This is a good example of a person who had become so successful that he was able to capture the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even while reading the Bhagavad Gita incorrectly. We feel that I am able to capture the attention of people, forget Krishna, by speaking big, big shlokas and perfect pronunciation, perfect meter and everything. But here, this Brahmana is completely imperfect. Even though he may be a failure in attracting people's attention, but whom he has attracted? He has attracted the Supreme Lord, Krishna himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What can be the greatest success story apart from this? What can be the greatest success story? People outside feel, then in our psychiatry, people undergo depression because they have to feel, I don't possess anything. I have no abilities. This is the story to be told to them. This person had no abilities, but he attracted the supreme of all people, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada continues saying that his spiritual activities did not depend on material things. He was not concerned. His spiritual activities did not depend on material things such as correct pronunciation. Rather, his success depended on strictly following the instructions of his spiritual master. And then Prabhupada quotes the same verse again. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tatha gurau yasya ita katahi arthai prakashante mahatmanah. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Actually, the meaning of the words of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam are revealed to only strictly following the orders of the spiritual master. They are also revealed to one who has equal faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying, in other words, being faithful to both Krishna and the spiritual master is the secret of success in spiritual life. It's a secret of success. So if someone wants to be successful in spiritual life, then this is the key which Krishna is giving. This is the key which Prabhupada is giving. Just follow the instructions, or at least endeavor, irrespective of success or failure. Because success, as I said, is in endeavor, not in the result. And this is such a beautiful pastime depicting in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Bhagavatam, and everywhere. You speak from first canto till all the cantos. First canto begins with Narada becoming successful in following the instructions of the Bhakti Vedantas. Vedavyasa becoming successful in following the instructions of Narada. Brahma creating this whole world, this whole creation, following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Every canto goes on like that. Third canto, again, Kardamuni and Devahuti. Fourth canto, again, Dhruva Maharaj and Narad Muni. Fifth canto, Prachini Bhari and all that. Seventh canto, again, Prahlad and Narad Muni. Eighth canto, what we are reading now. So everywhere, this is the principle. And that is what constitutes Srimad Bhagavatam. If this principle is removed, then Srimad Bhagavatam will not exist. Spiritual life will not exist. So some or the other, this is with whatever one has, with whatever capacity one has, whatever abilities one has, if one can just make endeavor to make this principle as one's life and soul, then according to Prabhupada, or what Prabhupada is promising, that is the secret of success in one's spiritual life. So even though I may be speaking, I'm just repeating, I'm not following at all anything, but just a hope is there that some lifetime, sometime or the other, I'll come to this platform at least to endeavor to follow the instructions of Shri Guru. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Daigur Premanam.